This episode is brought to you by Visit Barbados. And while you might think this is just a podcast, and it is, it's also the escape you've been waiting for. Consider this your gateway to a dreamy, idyllic little island called Barbados, where you'll discover the bluest blues and the warmest people, where every hour is happy hour, and every meal is the best thing you've ever eaten. It's exactly where you want to be. So start making your dream a reality today at visitbarbados.org/USA.
Between the kids being home and hosting, everything in our house gets used up in summer. With Instacart, I can save money by stocking up on all my favorite summer brands. I save time by getting everything delivered in as fast as an hour. And I save myself a sink full of dirty dishes by stocking up on paper plates for the annual summer cookout. Save more on summer essentials? Spend more time enjoying summer. Add summer to cart. Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today's show is sponsored by JasonGore.com. You might know him as Dudio from The Best Show, but his name is Jason Gore. He's a working comedian, and this is his website. Check out his upcoming projects and live dates and more. Jason-Gore.com. It's home base for all things Jason Gore. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Meet My Friends, The Friends, The Friends Recap Podcast, going episode by episode through the Friends catalog of shows, and tonight we've got a good one. We're going to get into it in a minute, so let's go meet the friends. Intro. That was 14 seconds.
Yeah, but you've got that sweet guitar riff at the end.
Oh, and I'm
what,
not
am I gonna cut
I'm
that
not,
off?
I'm not questioning the quality. I'm just
you want me to speed saying. It up?
Welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends. It's the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling. I am the host of the show, and that was just engineer Jason.
Hey.
And this episode is a good one. It's the second part of a two-parter, and the title gives that away, too. It's called The One with Two Parts, Part Two. Once again, written by David Crane and Marta Kaufman, the series creators. Directed by Michael Lembeck, just like the one last episode we did. And this one also, interestingly enough, aired on February 23rd, 1995 as well. As the one last week, one of the few times that will happen through all the episodes of Friends, that two new ones in one night. So Rachel hurts her ankle when she falls off the ledge to fix the Christmas lights. So Monica takes her to the hospital. Rachel has no insurance, so she and Monica switch identities because Monica does have insurance. And this is a tricky situation made trickier by two doctors on the show, played by George Clooney and Noah Wiley, who work at the hospital, when they ask them on dates. Meanwhile, Ross is worried about whether he can be a good father, and he seeks comfort from his father and from his friends. Joey continues to date Ursula, which interferes with his friendship with Phoebe because it's Phoebe's birthday and Joey misses the party. But then Ursula stands Joey up and doesn't return his calls. So Phoebe finds this out and stands up to Ursula, and she actually pretends to be Ursula to let Joey down nicely. And Marcel, the monkey, Ross's monkey, chokes on Scrabble tiles and has to get rushed to the hospital, where George Clooney's character, who's the character from ER, George Clooney and Noah Wiley, both playing their friends' their ER characters.
That's what I never got.
What's that?
I mean, I barely remember this episode, and I surely didn't watch it for this one.
Oh, surely.
But what I never understood... Uh-huh. Was why were they working in a New York hospital mm-hmm. when they clearly worked in Chicago in ER.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal there? It feels like a very fake, a very weak crossover.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, it happened. And when I get out of the summary, I have not weighed in on, I have not commented on the episode yet. I'm still summing
so
up
I got
the
ahead.
Episode. You jumped the line a little bit there.
Okay.
On an episode that, but that it, you surely didn't watch
I
again.
I didn't watch this one at all.
So then Ross realizes when Marcel the monkey's okay that he has what it takes to raise a child. And
you're still yawning.
I am, yeah. These episodes are I've been working very hard on these and mm-hmm. It's actually let me get into the thing. It's like the what you addressed, Noah Wiley and George Clooney both doing their characters from ER on this. This is without a doubt the most inside crossover moment yet. And it's just so crowd pleasing to it's just like it's putting just famous people out there to just say it doesn't matter if they should be here or not. It just doesn't matter. You're going to go nuts when you see famous people. Yeah. That's enough.
Especially those two in 95.
Yes, because ER was a juggernaut at
Huge.
That point. And this was on before that.
Yeah.
Because this aired, and there was a Seinfeld rerun in between the two parts that night. So it was...
Oh, wow.
It was... I don't know what was on at 8 o'clock. That point Friends
like
eventually
Boston Common or something.
Yeah, I think it was Friends became the 8 o'clock show.
Okay,
eventually, but at this point I don't think it was the 8 o'clock
right
show. An episode of Seinfeld, a repeat, aired between the two parts of this two-part episode, and then it would have gone right into ER.
Yeah,
after that. And but look, this episode, everybody's still great in this episode, especially Monica and Rachel start fighting with each other in front of the two doctors, and they're great in it. Lisa Kudrow squaring off against herself is fantastic. She is a great actor, and Phoebe's great in this episode. And the scene with her and Joey is nice, where she tries to let Joey down nicely, pretending to be Ursula. Ross has good moments, trying to see if he can... if he feels like he could be a father. It's a little strange that taking a monkey to a human emergency room and having a human doctor remove Scrabble tiles from your monkey's stomach makes him feel like that's now you're right, I can be a father, is a little strange. Let's get to the sponsors for this episode. Well, it's the one this week. And I want to actually talk to you about this afterwards. Today's show is sponsored by JasonGore.com. You probably know Jason Gore as the lovable producer on the best show known as Dudio. But did you know that Jason is an accomplished improviser and writer? Did you know that Jason regularly does character work on stage? If you swing by Jason-Gore.com, you'll find out everything you need to know about Jason Gore. There are many great features on the website, like Jason's Twitter feed is on the main page. And you can check out any upcoming performances by clicking on the Shows button. Everything you need to know about Jason Gore is here in one clean and efficient website, jason-gore.com. It's your home base for all things Jason Gore.
You did that really well. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I just was wondering why... I would have given you a plug with the thing, and
yeah.
You actually took an ad out.
Right. Well, if you gave me a plug, I wouldn't have been able to figure out the advertising rates. You know, the show is making a ton of money, Tom.
Uh-huh.
You know, so much money coming in, and that ad
mm-hmm.
right there cost me $3,800.
Well, I also wish you didn't give the ad rates out over... on air, and it's, I gotta say,
$3,800.
Sure, no, I know that. I've been,
I had to get a loan.
Look, I mean, is there something behind this?
Well, it's just the last show had so many ads in it, mm-hmm. and you know,
I mean, what did it have? Had a main ad. And there was a pre-roll and a mid-roll.
Right.
Then it had three short mid-roll ads, and then some, like
15 sponsorships,
and then some smaller ones thrown in.
Right. Right. So I wanted to see, just you know, show's making a lot of money. You know, I
mean,
where's my piece of this?
The show, your piece.
Right.
The show is not making a lot of money.
Well, you just made $3,800.
Well, that is true, but.
I get paid $15 a show.
You have to understand.
Uh-huh.
Just understand, are you thinking about this? Don't just think about this as the $3,800
okay.
or the... Think about the marketplace with this stuff. It's still the podcasting, it's the Wild West with this stuff.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R. Now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Pillsbury. Is there anything sweeter than starting your morning with a warm, flaky Pillsbury Toaster Strudel? Toaster Strudel is the easiest way to put smiles on your little ones' faces. It's the tasty, simple breakfast treat that's ready in minutes. Just grab and go. Pillsbury Toaster Strudel has the taste kids love. Grab a box at a grocery store near you or learn more at pillsbury.com.
It's like people don't know where this mm-hmm. field is going. Right. It's the Wild West.
Right.
And we're not in competition. The thing is, this podcast, I see you just, you're nodding your head. It's very dismissive, but you have to hear me with this.
Okay. I'm listening.
We are not in competition with other recap podcasts okay. or other podcasts when it comes down to it. We're in competition with the guy who buys a ticket to go see Black Panther, and we're in competition with the person who decides to go walk in the park
mm-hmm.
and go eat at a hot dog cart in the park.
Right.
It comes down to, it is, we're in competition for all of the, there are so many entertainment options out there.
Mm-hmm.
So many.
Right.
And not just podcast options. There's hundreds of podcast options. But there's TV shows, and there's movies, and mm-hmm. there's events, and things you can do. We are competing with everyone with this, and it's trying to get that ad revenue. Yeah. It's also, I don't know if it's going to dry up tomorrow. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't, certainly doesn't feel like it.
Well, there's a rainy day fund element okay. to it also.
Right.
Where, yeah, it's like, sure, the last show we had 6 ads or 7 ads.
Right.
And I know you clearly did the math on it.
It's a pretty big rainy day yeah. fund for one uh-huh. episode.
Sure. Okay, but...
You know, I got paid $15 for that one episode.
You get 15 an episode.
15 an episode.
The episodes are 10... Right. And it's 15 minutes long.
Yeah, I still have to go in and edit
them. Think about a dollar a minute. People get paid a dollar a minute in work. That's a pretty high breakdown to get in the working world. A dollar a minute? Yeah, right. It is.
$3,800. I'm just saying, I feel a little left out. I feel like okay. I'm not really being appreciated
here. Well,
look,
15... So, bucks, yeah. I think, when you factor in, and I know this is going to feel, you got it, just like, and this is no offense to you, you are a
okay.
champion of this show.
All right.
But what you're doing, it is a highly, you are getting a ton of exposure doing this.
Okay.
And is there a price you can put on exposure? Really?
So I should just be happy for the exposure.
Well, it's exposure plus 15.
Exposure plus $15.
Yes.
Whereas yours is exposure plus 3,800 times 9.
Seven.
Okay.
And those short ones were not 3,800.
How much were the short ones?
1,700.
1,700. Where you basically just said, this guy has a horse book.
Yeah, the new Dick Francis Jr. book, A Pile of Dead Horses.
Yeah. And you got $1,700 to say,
and
Dick Francis Jr.
Well, I just
Jr.
didn't get it there, so now
right,
you
really
now,
gave a freebie.
So now you're talking about $850.
You kind of cut it in half.
Yeah, so it's $850 and $850. So
$850 and $850, still much better than $15.
Well, again, for the exposure, is it when you factor in the exposure? Factor in the exposure.
I am factoring in the exposure.
Look, I looked at your, no offense, I looked at your website. There's not a whole lot going on that show calendar.
Well, it's kind of slow right now. Yeah. I'm gonna book some stuff.
Yeah, and this is gonna help you do that. These shows. I want a piece of. Well, I don't.
Wait,
want
wait,
a piece
wait!
Of,
you want a percentage of my shows coming up?
I'm taking that all.
That I do for free?
No, I started to see the road I was going down. I don't want that. It's all you. That's 100% yours.
Okay, great. Thank you. $15 a show. We're doing 236 of these. If each show has one ad at
$3,800,
are you doing the math?
Yeah, hold on. That's $3,500 you're getting.
35. So that's still less than one ad for one show.
Well, it's close.
It's close.
I'll round up. I'll give you.
You round up to 36?
No, I mean, I'll round that up to the price of the ad.
Okay. So I will get the price of one ad for doing the work of 236 episodes. I'm just saying.
I've already paid you for like 15 of them, too.
Right.
So.
I'm just saying. It's
that
it's,
plus.
I feel a little left out.
Let me just do the math on that then.
Okay. Are you even adding, or are you just looking at a picture?
$225. Yeah, so that's good a bonus. God. So that gets you to like the 38.
That's wonderful.
And that even puts you over. That's 4,000
really
for the year.
That really does. I'm grateful.
So,
let's see. We've done 15 times 3,800.
Mm-hmm.
So just that. Let's say you did one ad, and let alone that last episode where you did 20 ads.
This does not have to be a part of the program.
That was $71,000.
Wait, how much?
$71,303.19. That's just saying that you did one ad per show.
Uh-huh. We're not always going to have seven ads in an episode.
I hope not.
Uh-huh. Well, look, let me get through some of this.
Do you see my point?
Of course I do. So in this episode,
Friends first.
It's the first time you see Gunther outside of Central Perk because she is at Phoebe's birthday party.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
So you notice that Matt LeBlanc said that there was a rejected ongoing series subplot proposal that Joey and Phoebe would be having casual sex throughout the entire series. With that in mind, this episode takes on a totally different feel.
It's the line of the episode.
So Joey says, I'm taking Ursula tonight. It's her birthday. Ross, whoa. What about Phoebe's birthday? Joey, when's that? Ross, tonight. Joey, oh man, what are the odds of that happening? Ross, you take your time. Okay, rank the episode. No sound clip for it, no matter what you do on the thing now. Great episode. Mm-hmm. Everything is working on this except for the doctors on it. So that's 8 friends out of a possible 10 friends. Rank the friends. Phoebe, Rachel, Monica, Ross, Joey, and Chandler. I just want to also say, though, look, if you don't want to, if the price is not right, mm-hmm. this is a highly competitive. You were the first person I asked, and you accepted. I don't know why you're laughing.
No, I know where this is going. Keep doing it. This is good.
If you don't want to be a part of it, don't okay. be a part of it.
Okay, then I won't be a part of it. That's you great. Won't. You can find someone who will edit all these episodes and make sure the studio's running for $15 an episode. Go for it. Find someone on the street. I tell you, Pat can't do it. Get Mike. Good Lord. Good luck with that.
All right. What do you want then? What do you want?
We're open for negotiation.
What? If I doubled it, 30?
If doubled it?
Yeah.
And you're pulling it. I revised the numbers.
Uh-huh.
You have pulled in 84K so far in 15 episodes of Meet My Friends, The Friends. I have made $225. I'm going to let you come up with a number that works for you, and we can maybe figure this out. But until then, I'm out of here.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Meet My Friends, The Friends. I want to thank Josh Cantor for the music. I appreciate it. Josh is a friend of the show, and we appreciate that. I want to thank engineer Jason for his work on the show. And look. Okay. We'll figure out a number then, all right?
Just give me the number, whatever you think I'm worth.
100 an episode?
Whatever you think I'm worth. Whatever you think.
Well, you have to accept a number at a point. You can't do whatever I think. What, are you going to wait for me to go through the roof? All right, $250 an episode. That's what I think you're worth.
Okay, I'll do it.